Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back in Thursday edition, along with Bob Vesco, I'm Josh Klingman-Vita, Brian Williams producing. It is time to chat with Mark McMillan, who's joined us on the show a bunch of times. Mighty Mouse, of course, the former Chief, was also a former Eagle. And he also likes to cook. You follow his Twitter feed, you know how much he likes to cook, and he's parlayed that into a TV show as
well.
Yeah,
and he's got products out there as well.
Good for him. Mark, your dream matchup, Chiefs and Eagles.
You couldn't script this any better. Obviously, being drafted by the Eagles, playing there for 4 years. And then, obviously, going on to later in my career, the Kansas City Chiefs. Who picked me up later on. But even the crazier thing, like my rookie year, we actually played against the Chiefs in Arrowhead. We got blown out. I was just a special teams guy, but we got blown out. So the connection between the Eagles and the Chiefs, it goes back a long ways for me. And then I get picked to appear on season two of Next Level Chef. So it's like the trifecta, man. It's like the queso dip that you can never dream of, but it finally lands on your tailgate party shelf.
What is on that in that queso dip that you can never dream of?
You got a little pepper jack cheese, a little cheddar cheese, some little jalapenos, some salsa, some cilantro. You could throw a little ground turkey. You could throw ground beef. You could throw a little brisket in it. So you could do a lot of things with queso.
Yeah. Mark, since the last time he was on with us, has been selected to take part in Next Level Chef on Fox. The first episode airs after the Super Bowl broadcast is over. That's pretty awesome.
That is cool, man. What can people expect from this?
A lot of excitement. Obviously, there's Chef Arrington, there's Chef Blaze, and then, of course, there's Chef Gordon Ramsay. And there's 18 contestants, and, we were just – everybody wants to be on Gordon Ramsay's team. And, to my surprise, Gordon Ramsay picks me to be on his team, one of the cast members. So it's going to be an exciting show. It's fast-paced. So we have to be in shape. Good thing I wasn't 400 pounds. It wouldn't have worked. But it's going to be a great show. There's some amazing chefs on this show coming from New York to San Francisco, from all over the country who went to culinary school. There's home cooks. So there's a different array of different kind of cooks. So it's a great show, man. I'm excited.
How did that all come about for you?
A guy, DJ, hit me up, back in February, and he's just being persistent. And, social media nowadays, people can just DM you and message you. And, he was just real persistent and, kept saying, hey, are you the real Mark McMillan? We may have an opportunity to appear on a show called Next Level Chef, which I'm a huge fan of. And he said it's produced by Gordon Ramsay. And I'm thinking, like, the Gordon Ramsay? The guy screams and curses at everybody. So it was an eye opener for me, man. I've been cooking for a while and just putting my stuff out there, and then I finally got noticed, for some of the cooking that I was doing. And I'll be on season two, airing February 12th, immediately following the Super Bowl on Fox.
And then they were going to watch you cook, and then you can go down to Hy-Vee and get all your rubs and sauces and everything too.
Perfect.
Hey, there you go, man. So hopefully, I'll do people well, on the first show, that they'll be like, well, he did okay. Maybe we go on to Hy-Vee and support his rubs and his olive oil. So, man, I'm excited about that collaboration as well and that partnership. I thank you guys for opening up that door with Hy-Vee as well.
You got it. Mark McMillan with us here on 610 Sports Radio. So who the hell are you rooting for in the Super Bowl, Mark?
You know what? When people ask me that, I say I'm rooting for Team Ramsey. You know, I just take the easy way out.
Wow. Wow.
See, Dick Vermeil came on with us on Tuesday morning, and I said, who are you rooting for, Coach? And he goes, I'm rooting for, you know, whatever happens, happens, both teams, and I'll be happy for the winner, and I'll be sad for the loser.
Yeah, see, I'm saying I learned a little bit from Coach Vermeil. You know, you never throw all your eggs in one basket, especially this early. You know, we still got about 2 weeks away, you know, for the Super Bowl, what, like 10, 11 days. So I'm just going to root for Team Ramsey on Next Level Chef. And whichever team that wins in the Super Bowl, man, I wish them all the luck and success. I know somebody's out there making the 2-9 jersey. Have to. For green, Eagles green, and nine for the Chiefs. I think they're trying to make me look like Kelsey's mom during the Super Bowl.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, that's what I think you should do.
Yeah. Mark McMillan with us here on 610 Sports Radio. Tom Brady, obviously the big story now around the NFL, retiring on Wednesday, Mark. And I think, in my opinion, you know, if Patrick Mahomes gets this second Super Bowl championship, he gets thrown into a category. Will he will be one of 13 quarterbacks to have multiple Super Bowl wins. Where is he now on your GOAT conversation if Patrick Mahomes gets this second championship?
You speaking of Patrick Mahomes, you know, what he's able to do on one leg, basically, you know, against a really good Cincinnati team that came in the Arrowhead that was very physical. Obviously, you know, Patrick Mahomes, man, you just can never bet against the guy. You know, when you guys pose the question, who do you pick? Obviously, Jalen's having an MVP year. Pat's having an MVP year. But what Patrick Mahomes is able to do, the records that he's breaking and slashing, if he's able to get Super Bowl number two, man, you got to put him right up in there with some of the greats.
What about his performance, though, the other day? I mean, watching him outrun the Bengals on the sideline on the last play of the game on a hobbled leg with all the wide receivers down and him basically willing this team to victory – what were you thinking watching him on that final play do what he did?
Man, that was like a Kobe Bryant performance. You remember Kobe tears his Achilles. He walks back on the field, on the court, and still knocks down two free throws. You have Patrick Mahomes, who's basically out there on one leg, and seeing him gut it out. You know, I was surprised that the Bengals wouldn't force him left more often and let him roll out to his strong arm. You know, that cost him probably the game, but that one last scramble when he outran the defense and obviously got the penalty, you know, on the Bengals for unsportsmanlike conduct, he turned it up, man. It was like, you know, some players want it and some players don't, guys. I've been on some teams where you see some guys make some business decisions. Patrick Mahomes made a business decision that he was going to put this team and the city on his back. And as a player, when you see your quarterback gut it out like that, you saw the defense step up. You know, you give Joe Burrow the ball at the end, you're thinking, wow, it's, you know, chances are not good. But the defense, man, they fed off of that. And, man, you can't say enough about Patrick Mahomes and his heart, man. So I don't ever want to hear nobody question this man's heart and passion for the game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about being kind of a teammate in that situation. Look, he's known as a great leader. He's known as a team guy. Everybody gravitates towards him. If you see him go and do that, what does that mean to the guys around him?
Yeah, it means a lot, especially for their offensive alignment. You know, you see your quarterback that's hobbling, and you may have a little nick, a little bruise, and you're thinking like, man, if Patrick Mahomes, that guy, our leader, is going out on a limb like this, basically a limb, and, you know, trying to get us to the next level, to the Super Bowl, why am I complaining? And, you know, for a player to see that, and when I saw that, I was like, wow, he actually sped up. He actually gained speed as he was going, and you could just imagine the pain that he was feeling through that ankle. But that just goes to show you, man, this kid's a winner. He'll do anything to win. And, you know, like I said, hats off to him, man. I've always been a fan of Pat since he came out of high school. I actually picked him to play in our All-American high school game when he came out of high school because no one was recruiting the kid or he never played in the All-Star game. So I actually recruited him to play in our All-American game. And what did he do the day before the game? Playing basketball, he sprains his ankle, so he didn't play in the game, but he did come out and participate in some of the activities. So I saw Pat back when he was 18 years old.
That's incredible. What did you think he would be like this, though, when you're watching him at 18? You thought maybe he'd be good, but did you ever think he'd be in the category of the greatest we've ever seen?
You never know. You know, these kids come out of high school. We give them all the stars and all the kudos, but he was in a boot in practice, and he was still slinging with one arm in a boot in practice. You know, obviously I got a chance to look over his film to be able to select him for the All-American game. And I was like, man, this kid is legit. Obviously being in Texas, there's so many quarterbacks that was coming out. Everybody was talking about Kyler Murray, who was in Texas. He was the guy. Everybody overlooked Pat. And obviously, you know, he goes to Texas Tech, which is not a power five school that you will say for a guy like that. But he worked his tail off, man. And you know, here he is today, years later, as one of the best quarterbacks in the game, and could go at down as one of the best quarterbacks to do it. Obviously, Tom Brady, the diet that he was on to let him, what, play 20-something years. But what Pat was able to do, man, as a player, you know, you question quarterback's toughness. Man, this kid is tough.
I mean, had we talked to Mark last week, we didn't know he was going to play and everything would have been just fine. I mean, Mark saw him throwing a boot. He didn't even have a boot on last week.
Yeah, see, I got the inside scoops, man. All you guys got to do is just call me a little earlier. You know, I know some of the inside scoops. So he has an amazing family, man. His mom is amazing. His dad is dropping one-liners now, you know, which is pretty cool. But, you know, there's a lot of people that doubted this kid, man, and they still seem to doubt him. But, you know, he just locks in and, you know, he just leads his team. And like I said, he's a scary guy. You give him, what, 14 days to heal. So he's going to pose a lot of trouble for the Philadelphia Eagles come next week in the Super Bowl.
Former Chief, former Eagle Mark McMillan joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Now in Vegas covering the Raiders. Back to Brady for a moment. Brady retires. I really thought Vegas was going to be the destination. Did you feel that? And was there a feel there that he could have been a Raider next season?
I didn't feel it. You know, obviously being with the media, you know, we have our own opinions. But me personally, I just knew it wasn't going to be happen. Obviously, you know, Josh is getting guys from New England already, so they're calling them the New England Raiders, you know, some of the guys that he's signing in the offseason. I just didn't see it because their offensive line is unsure. You know, the defense is not solid. You know, if Tom Brady's going to go out, he's going to go to a team that's already set, that's solid, that's going to win games right now. And he saw that in Tampa Bay. They had a really good defense, and they won the Super Bowl his first year. They had a lot of injuries the last couple, you know, last year, especially with a center, you know, in Tampa Bay, which cost them, you know, a lot of games. So here, I don't think it would have been a good fit. Obviously, he's from San Francisco. That would probably have been the dream thing to go back home and play for the 49ers. But I don't think he would have been a good fit here. They talk about Aaron Rodgers reuniting with, you know, Devontae Adams here. That may be a possibility. But like I said, they got a lot of holes that they need to fill here in Vegas with the Raiders.
So we're, you know, less than 2 weeks from the Super Bowl. The offseason is going to be in about 6 weeks. Who is the clubhouse favorite to be the quarterback there in Vegas next year?
That's a good question. You know, I know a lot of people talk about, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo out of, you know, San Francisco, but he's injury prone, you know. So it's not like the Raiders don't have weapons. You know, I think they're key signing right now. They need to worry about Josh Jacobs. The running back, they need to re-sign him, number one. You know, I know there's trade talks with Darren Waller, who's one of the best tight ends in the game. You still have Renfrow, who's one of the better third-down receivers. And you have Devontae, who's clearly one of the best receivers in the game. So, you know, they have some weapons on the offensive side of the ball. So I'm thinking draft one of these young guys. Maybe you trade some picks away to try to get Bryce Young from Alabama or get the young guy out of Ohio State. You know, you got to build somewhere. You know, obviously the Chiefs struck gold, you know, when they, you know, drafted Patrick Mahomes and had a chance to sit behind and learn as well, you know, and then obviously he gets an opportunity to play. So everybody wants that quick high, that quick fix with these quarterbacks. You know, you still got to develop a quarterback, and hopefully the Raiders can get that going because Sean Payton's over there in Denver now, and you know their offense is going to be a lot better.
So there's no truth to the rumor that Derek Carr woke up on Wednesday morning with 10 missed calls from the Oakland Raiders organization.
Oh, there's no way he's coming back. And then he gets selected to the Pro Bowl, which is like crazy. It's like, they don't want me here. And then I get selected. So do I wear a Raiders jersey in the flag football game, or do I just go neutral or maybe wear a Fresno State jersey or something like that?
I think that's pretty good. Mark, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck to you watching the Super Bowl, but more importantly, best of luck after the Super Bowl when you battle with Gordon Ramsay.
I appreciate it, man. I know you guys are going to get a kick off the first episode. It's going to be electric. Trust me.
Don't screw up the risotto.
That's everybody's comeback.
That's right.
Don't screw up No.
Yeah, that's all. Don't make the man mad. Mark, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate you guys.
So we'll see if Mighty Mouse becomes the next level chef.
That'll be fun, man. I can't wait to watch that and see how he does on that show, man. It's going to be great rooting for Mighty Mouse. You could also get his olive oil at Hy-Vee in Olathe, like the 151st Street location. He's got his olive oils there. You can check it out. And if they sell well there, maybe we'll get him into some more of the Hy-Vee. There so we're working with Mark to get his stuff here. And he's got a lot, man. That guy's got a lot cooking right now. No pun intended.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.